Well, first off, let me say happy birthday, people of God. That's right. This is the birthday of the church. Today is Pentecost, and we should be happy and celebrate. We can say to each other, happy birthday. You're part of the church of God, and this is your day. Pentecost actually comes from our Jewish roots. It comes from a holiday known as Shavuot. Shavuot, it means the Feast of Weeks, and it is 50 days from the end of Passover, and it is a time to be joyful. It is a time to rejoice. Now, some years ago, as a matter of fact, it was 10 years ago today, 10 years ago today, I was privileged to get to preach on Pentecost. And when I did a little rap ditty. And many have asked over the years if I would ever do it again. And I said, well, if I ever get to preach on Pentecost again, I'll do it. Well, here I am. So I encourage you to hang on to your pews, because here it comes. I am a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy rolling, baptized, born-again, heaven-bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. I've been washed by the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in the Eucharist, and I suggest you do the same. I was set free at a little Catholic altar on my knees. Pardon me, but I'm not ashamed to be a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy rolling, baptized, born-again, heaven-bound believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. Amen.
There you go.
Praise God. Yeah, it is Pentecost, and we should rejoice. We should have some fun. So let's dive into the readings and see what the Lord has for us. It all begins in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit descended, and tongues of fire appear. A rushing, mighty wind, people speaking with tongues, other people hearing with tongues. And this is actually a reversal of the Tower of Babel. Do you remember the Tower of Babel? That was a tower they built to try to reach God. And they all went up there speaking one voice. And when they got up there and God punished them, all their languages were confused. Now here we have Pentecost. And here we have all these people gathered together, and all of a sudden they can hear in their own language. So if St. Peter is standing up there preaching in Hebrew and I'm Italian, I heard it in Italian. And some of the other apostles were speaking other languages, and people heard it in their languages as well. It was a total reversal of Babel. And that's cool. Miracles happened. 3,000 were converted in one day, and the church is born. Yeah, baby. Now we have the second reading from Corinthians. And here St. Paul tells us that there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. Not everyone gets the same gifts. A gift is something given to show friendship or affection or support. And aside from the charismatic gifts, there are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Some are mentioned in Isaiah chapter 11. Some are mentioned in Galatians chapter 5. And these seven gifts are these: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of God. Wisdom. Wisdom is both the knowledge and judgment about divine things. You start to understand heavenly things. Understanding is a penetrating insight into the very heart of things. Counsel allows a man to be directed by God in matters necessary for his salvation. Fortitude denotes a firmness, a strength of mind in doing good and in avoiding evil. Knowledge, the ability to judge correctly about matters of faith and right action. Piety, revering God, spending time with Him in adoration and in prayer. And finally, the fear of God, recognizing God's awesomeness. Those are the seven gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and the fear of God. And they all build on each other. And they will all lead us into a deep relationship with God, if we'll let them. Finally, in our gospel, our blessed Lord sends his disciple forth. He breathes on them. In Hebrew, the word is ruach. Ruach, it means breath. Ruach Adonai means breath of God. And he gives them authority to forgive sins, reconciliation. So now the church is equipped with power and the Holy Spirit. So what happens? What happens after the book of Acts? Well, you know, we often hear negative things about the church. I want to give you some positive ones. The church grows and spreads. All nations and all peoples are included. The church put the Bible together. Do you know we were a church for 25 years before one word of the New Testament was ever written? We decided what books go in and what books stay out. The Catholic Church put the Bible together. The Catholic Church established councils and creeds to battle heresies. The Catholic Church defended arts and sciences in the Dark Ages. The Catholic Church invented the scientific method. The Catholic Church created the university systems. We have more hospitals, hospices, food banks, and we do more for the poor than any other organization on the planet, and it's not even close. We have an unbroken line of 266 popes, all the way from Peter to Pope Francis. We have been here for more than 2,000 years. We have 1.3 billion members. We are the largest and oldest Christian denomination in the world. And every other Christian church broke off of us or broke off of a church that did break off of us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Roman Catholic Church, and we can be proud. So this week, let us ask God to renew the fire of Pentecost in our souls. Let us dare to share the faith at home and at work. For now is the time to take our faith into the world. Now is the time to pray and use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now is the time to boldly proclaim that we are Catholic and we are not afraid to say so. Happy birthday, my friends. Happy birthday. The birthday of the church, Pentecost. May the Holy Spirit fill you with fire, and may God bless you always.